Let's see. Jim Hardesty, June the 20th, 2006. And we just have the same questions we ask everyone, and then we will branch off to other things. So, but first I need to get your birth date.
12/20/26.
You were almost at Christmas.
Yeah.
Okay, and you served in the Army?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay, we'll just start with these questions, and then we'll go wherever it leads us.
Okay.
The wars, World War II started in 39, and then we got in after Pearl Harbor. Do you remember hearing about the start of the war or Pearl Harbor, where you were, what you thought, what your relatives thought?
Yeah, I was in 1941. I was living in Meade, and I was in the drugstore there, and somebody come in and said, the Japanese have attacked Pearl Harbor.
Mm-hmm.
So I went home and told my folks, of course. We had radios, but hardly ever listened to them. And I went home and told them, my grandparents were there, and told them, and everybody was shocked, and it's about the way it happened
mm-hmm.
to me.
Now, how old would you have been then? About fifth?
Yeah, I've been a freshman. I was going into my freshman year, so I'd been about 15.
Mm-hmm. Maybe. Were there young men in the community that then started joining, or?
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of volunteers, and then, of course, they started the draft right away.
Mm-hmm.
And then once you're 18, you got a number, and
mm-hmm. okay.
Your time came, you went.
Okay. Do you remember any conversations about that the war might last long enough for you to have to go? Or
oh, yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We thought it'd be a long war because, you know, we weren't ready and we had to get ready.
Yeah.
See,
mm-hmm.
and, yeah, it was. And it was through my high school years, was, you know, it. All of a sudden, you found out that there was nothing there. They weren't making cars. They were making them, but you couldn't get them. And everything from then on was put towards the war effort.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, just a lot of things you couldn't get. At the time, I didn't realize it was tough, but I guess it was.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, it just couldn't, a lot of things you couldn't buy. You know, couldn't buy tires, couldn't buy gas, couldn't buy, sugar was rationed, and a lot of things was rationed, and you just lived with it.
Mm-hmm. Did you keep up with the news of how the war was going?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's pretty bad at times.
Mm-hmm.
Till we got to where we could do something.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, so in, you said 44 is when you went in?
No, I went in 45, the summer of 45.
Okay, so the war was over in Europe.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And were you drafted or did you volunteer?
Yes, I was 18 when I was a senior. Of course, then I took my physical, but they let you finish school if you want to.
Mm-hmm.
Several of my friends left it at semester
mm-hmm.
because you got to pick your branch of service.
Oh.
But if you went and you was, at the end of them, you weren't drafted, why, you had no choice.
Mm-hmm.
They told you. And at that time, all they wanted was infantry because. Mm-hmm. The foot soldier was going to finish it up.
Mm-hmm.
And I went in May of 1945 and took 17 weeks of infantry basic at Camp Hood, Texas. We was training for the invasion of Japan, which was going to happen on November the 8th. And then on August the 9th, they dropped the bomb, you know, and mm-hmm. that finished them off, so they didn't take us over.
Mm-hmm. What was your infantry training like? I don't know that I've talked to anyone who was in that particular training.
Pure hell.
Okay, why?
Well, in Texas, you know, it's just like this every day. Mm-hmm. 100 degrees every day. And we marched and we marched and we marched.
Mm-hmm.
For 17 weeks, you know, you walk out 5, 6, 8, 10 miles, you go to classrooms and train, you walk back. Back then, they didn't care whether you had water or nothing, you know, and mm-hmm. it just it was bad. It mm-hmm. was really tough. We was tough. It was nails.
Yeah.
And at that time, they was drafting everybody that was had a warm body because the invasion was going to be big. I mean, big.
Mm-hmm.
I was trained with some men who were about 40 years old.
Really?
And they, you know, they were really suffering because, mm-hmm. of course, I was young and I was in shape.
Mm-hmm.
And even got one little guy that wasn't all there, you know, just
yeah.
they were just desperate because we was going to invade the island of Japan, which would have
oh.
they claimed would have killed more people than all the other wars put together.
Mm-hmm. Now, did you know that when you went in? That, well, you were going to be prepared for that, or did,
yeah,
they tell,
well,
you?
Well, they kind of told us when we went, because we knew it. That had to be it, because the European thing was over with.
And mm-hmm.
It was all bayonet drill, small arms, you know,
mm-hmm.
that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. Hand-to-hand fighting is what it was going to be.
Mm-hmm.
And we were prepared.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you went in, you said, in May, and that was supposed to be in November.
Yeah, November the 8th, I understand.
Okay.
The invasion was going to happen. That's what I was told.
Mm-hmm. And the other, when you would march out, and then you would go into the classroom, and that was the small arms, bayonet?
All kinds, yeah, everything. Machine mm-hmm. guns, grenades,
mm-hmm.
bayonet drill.
Mm-hmm. Were you familiar with guns at all growing up in
just a, hunting?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then you lived in barracks?
Yeah, mm-hmm. We'd come in every night and live in barracks. Mm-hmm. Oh, we'd stay out once in a while, dig a foxhole,
mm-hmm.
and stay in it, you know,
yeah.
that kind of stuff. But it was terrible.
Was it hard to take orders?
Oh, no, because I was kind of, you know, I was 18 years old, and I was mm-hmm. kind of scared.
mm-hmm.
Not about everything I was told.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't, you know, I didn't give anybody in trouble, just done the job.
And were you with people from all over the United
States? Oh, yeah.
And how was that?
Oh, that was all right.
Mm-hmm.
You get hooked up with different ones.
Were there anyone from?
I hooked up with a guy from Wichita,
mm-hmm.
and we just kind of went through everything together.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But when I went by myself. I was the only one at that time. You know, they used to come through and they'd put you on a train and take you in. I was living in Meade, and just happened to be, I was the only one that was going to leave that time, and I left all by myself.
Hmm. Was that the first time you'd really been away from home?
Yeah. It was going to be for 17 weeks that time, then I'd come home, then I was going to go overseas.
Mm-hmm. So during basic training, you didn't get to come home at all?
Well, yeah, after 17 weeks.
After 17.
That was over, and then we went back, and then they shipped us to Fort Ord, California, and we was going to ship over, and for some reason, they just changed their mind and sent me back to another camp there close to Fort Hood.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Then I finished out pulling guard duty at a prison.
Okay.
An American prison.
But in the Army, or in the, yeah.
Yeah, these Army personnel.
Okay.
United States Disciplinary Barracks.
Oh.
And I pulled guard there. Mm-hmm.
And for how long did you do that?
I was in about a year and a half.
Really? And who would have been in that?
Just guys like me that fouled up.
Okay.
AWOL, murder, rape, whatever it is, it was there.
And did you have any training for that?
No, I just went in and started on a tower.
Mm-hmm.
And then you just, like anywhere else, you just see the job you want and you try to go for it. You're always going for the easiest job there was.
Mm-hmm.
And I just got to where I was a driver, truck driver, jeep driver for personnel or just whatever we needed.
Okay.
But that was pulling guard duty, you know, just a prison, just like prison, San Quentin,
mm-hmm.
you know, just the same thing.
Yeah.
Except the, just like the barracks, except one unit was for the hardcore, and that was single cells.
Mm-hmm.
And that was pretty tough.
You said you were with the tower first. Were you ever around the prisoners much?
Oh, all the time. Yeah, you was down there with them. Except on the tower duty, that's around, you just sat there with a gun. But
mm-hmm.
then you had to go down, you had to do everything, you know, you go down to what they call ration breakdown. We had to get all our supplies from South Camp Hood. And we'd break it down, and then they had everything there, you know, a theater and library and everything. They tried to burn it down. There was riots.
Oh, my gosh.
Just like anything else.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Were you ever... was it a life-threatening situation?
At times, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, of course, they're prisoners. They would do.
Hmm.
They tried to get you to smuggle in stuff, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Back then, it was benzodrine inhalers. They had a waxy content, and they chewed it, and it kept them awake. They was always wanting us to bring in benzodrine inhalers.
Oh.
I wouldn't do that.
Mm-hmm.
But they got them in.
Mm-hmm.
And they made their own booze in there and stuff like that.
Really? How would they do that?
As long as you can get yeast and fruit, you can make booze.
Oh. You probably learned a lot of things.
Well, I did, yes. You know, it was interesting, but it it got scary a time or two, but pretty well under control.
But you said they lived in barracks.
Just regular barracks like the others, but then...
They didn't have cells then.
Just one unit. There's four units. Mm-hmm. Just one unit had cells.
Okay.
That's for the... We call it the whole.
Mm-hmm.
The others are just kind of, you know, the guys are just going to serve their time. Oh, you had a little trouble with them.
Mm-hmm.
But the ones down in where the cells were, they were single cells.
Hmm.
And that's where they kept the bad ones.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So did you have people that would be leaving, finishing their term, and other people coming in?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Just like any other base, just turnover. Hmm. We served our time and we went on.
Mm-hmm.
Guys come and took our place.
Yeah. Well, and then what did the prisoners have, things that work that they had to do, or?
Some of them went out on work detail, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
The better ones, yeah. And there's guys like, I'd go out on work detail once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Around the base they were doing things.
Oh, yeah, around the base. Yard work and weeds and
mm-hmm.
build something once in a while, or build a sidewalk or a road or something.
Mm-hmm. You said there was a theater and a library, so they also had those.
Oh, yeah, they had their stuff done.
Mm-hmm. And they were from all over?
All over, New York, everywhere, everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Everywhere.
Hmm. And so they would have been sent there by a military court rather than a civil court.
Yeah.
See, no one has ever, I mean, in all the people I've talked to, no one has ever had this kind of duty. So
it kind of surprised me because, you know, of course, when we got through all this training, well, they really didn't know what to do with us.
Mm-hmm.
So this camp, there was South Camp Hood, Texas, that's where I trained, and then this North Camp Hood, Texas, for these prisons, I mean, they're just 20 miles apart.
Mm-hmm.
And they went clear to Fort Ord, and they decided, well, let's just send them back, and went back here and spent the rest of our time doing this work.
Hmm. And did you ask for the prison, or they just gave it to you?
I had no idea what I was doing when they come back. I had no idea where I was going or nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just where we lived. It was pretty good duty.
Mm-hmm.
You know, wasn't any reveilles or anything like that. You just went and done your job.
And did you live there too?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we had off base. I mean, the base around the prison. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then when you finished your basic and then you went to Fort Ord, when you came back, did you get to come home?
No.
No.
No, I didn't get to come home until I was out of service.
Really?
Yeah.
And during that time, though?
Once in a while, I'd get on a train and come to Wichita, maybe for 10 hours and then go back. I had a girlfriend.
And were you supposed to be doing that?
Well, I don't know. But I was on maybe a two-day leave.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
To get the right train at the right time, because back then it was all trains, you know.
Mm-hmm. And you could just hop on a train, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, I had to pay.
Oh, you did, after the war?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Were you received mail, though, and you were able to write home so that they knew where you were?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And when you had it, like a two-day leave, and if you didn't maybe illegally hop the train to Wichita, what would you do with a leave?
Oh, Waco. You'd go into town.
Mm-hmm.
Waco and Fort Worth. See, Waco's about 50 miles. Killeen.
Mm-hmm.
Killeen was just a town about the size of Ingalls.
Mm-hmm. Not much there.
And there was Waco and Fort Worth. Once in a while, we went into Fort Worth. That was about over 100 miles.
Mm-hmm.
But really, all you did was just go off base and drink a little beer and get some good food.
Mm-hmm.
That's about all there was.
What was the food like on base?
Oh, sometimes good, sometimes bad.
Mm-hmm. Now, when you were in basic training, you lived in a barracks.
Oh, yeah.
And was that hard to all of a sudden be with, you know, with, I guess, a great number of people?
No, it wasn't especially bad for me, because you just, everybody's there for the same purpose.
Mm-hmm.
You know, get it over with.
Yeah.
Nobody liked why we was there, but
do you remember where you were when you heard they had dropped the bomb?
No, we was in training. I really don't know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think we just come in from the field and they told us that they dropped the atomic bomb.
And you probably then figured out immediately that your future would be different.
Well, we kind of thought so, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Did you make friends with people that you kept in contact with?
Just one, the kid from Wichita.
Okay.
The others went their separate ways, and I never did. Because there's so many of them. You go out here and you meet guys, and maybe a little of them a month or two, but And not all of us come back to Camp Hood for the guard duty, just about, maybe 20 or 30 of us. Well, the rest of those guys I trained with went off somewhere else, and I never just lost contact.
Mm-hmm. So with the guard duty, you said that sometimes you were in the tower, sometimes you were down in the barracks, sometimes you drove personnel around.
And we'd go to South Camp Hood, get supplies, yeah. Mm-hmm. Just about whatever there was to be done.
Mm-hmm. So you just didn't have one particular thing?
At the last, I was just nothing but a driver, because that's what I wanted. That's the easiest part. Guard duty was, he's on four and off four for 24 hours.
Oh.
Yeah. Go up there for 4 hours and come down and go back for 4 hours.
And the 4 hours you were off, you would try to sleep?
We stayed in the barracks there on where the guards were.
Yeah. And you tried to sleep then?
Oh, you tried to, yeah. Yeah. But there's only about 1,000 personnel and about that many prisoners.
Oh.
Yeah.
So you did have to be on your toes then.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Well, did the prisoners that were in the cells, were they out of the cells at certain times of the day?
And Now, you mean the individual cells? Yeah, well, you'd go down and take them out. You'd walk them around. But it's so hot, 100 degrees every day. And those guys, you just think about it. Yeah. Day and night, 100 degrees. You had to take them out. And they was hostile. Mm-hmm. You had to watch yourself very close.
Mm-hmm. What about you said there were a couple riots. What happened there?
Oh, I don't know. They just got upset and under the conditions. They thought they weren't getting the good food, and the weather was hot, and everybody was irritated, and they tried to burn down their theater. And we finally had to call up some half tracks from South Camp, lined them around the base, and that got them quieted down. Just like any prison, was unhappy about what they's getting.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't go down in there much then. We stayed on the outside. tried to scare them. Yeah. But it was interesting, 18-year-old kid in a pulling guard duty at a prison. It was interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did you know much about the prisoners, their stories or anything?
No, hardly any at all. Mm-hmm. Any at all. Just didn't get that far, you just went in there and done your job and kind of left.
Mm-hmm. What's the most interesting thing that you observed, I guess?
Observed. Well, the most interesting thing that happened to me, we went into this, where the cells were, the individual cells, and somebody had made a piece that looked like an axe. They'd taken a piece of tin and nailed it onto a 2x4 and handed it in to one of these guys in the cell. When we went in and opened the door and come out, well, there he come out with that thing looking kind of like an axe, So we run like hell. At the end of the barracks, and got a mattress. And three of us went back to that mattress, and he was hacking at that mattress. The cotton was flying. But we got him down on the ground. Nobody was hurt. That's the most exciting thing that happened to me. And it was scary afterwards. Afterwards, I thought, my God, I could have got killed.
Yeah.
But other than that, just day-to-day stuff.
Mm-hmm. Well, you said that they made their own booze and that they wanted the Benzedrine.
Benzedrine inhalers.
And so did some people then...
Oh, yeah, they got it. Somehow they got it.
Were they allowed visitors? Would visitors have brought that in?
That could have been. I can't remember much about guys having visitors. Because, their folks were way off. So I doubt if you ever...
Okay.
I don't remember ever having seen anybody have a visitor.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it just wasn't allowed.
Well, maybe not.
Probably. I never thought about that in the past.
Mm-hmm.
But, they'd make their own booze and bury it under the barracks. Or every once in a while, we'd have a raid. And one time, we found booze in a fire extinguisher.
What'd they do, shoot it out at them?
As long as you get yeast. We had to keep the yeast locked up, see?
Mm-hmm.
But still, you...
And then it would just fruit that they would have been given from meal.
Juice from fruit, yeah. They'd just throw it all in together and let it start fermenting. And I guess yeast turns juice into alcohol. I don't know what the process is.
But why wouldn't that have been noticed by someone? They hid it.
Oh, they hid it, yeah. They hid it. Well, they'd do it during the night, Mm-hmm. There wasn't any guard down in during the night.
Mm-hmm.
We was all outside.
Yeah.
Yeah.
she was interested.
Well, it probably made you resolve that you were never going to be in a prison.
That's right. Yeah. I was going to do as I was told.
That's right. Okay, if we could go back to your the training, the infantry training, could you comment maybe on the food, the clothing, the living conditions during that time? I mean, you were away from home for the first time. You were, you know, very young.
What? Yeah, I was very young. Food is a little suspect, you mm-hmm. know, and I didn't. But I made it, you know. The clothing, just regular old GI fatigues.
Mm-hmm. And were you in charge of keeping your clothes clean?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And take care of your firearms. You had to learn how to tear them down, put them back together.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And when you did you pull what they called KP?
Oh yeah.
And what would you do?
Oh, peel potatoes or just stuff like that.
Okay.
Carry out garbage, stuff like that. But not a whole lot. They had special people that done that most of the time because we was out training. But once in a while we'd pull a little KP.
Mm-hmm. Did you have any free time?
Well, you could, when you're on base, you could go about anywhere you wanted to go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And what services were there for you?
Well, they had the PX and place you could buy beer and pop, stuff, candy, stuff like mm-hmm. that. Yeah.
And do you remember how much you were paid?
Seemed like I was paid about, I'm not sure, but I think I was getting $60 a month.
Okay.
I'm not sure about that. Because
mm-hmm.
I was always writing home for money.
What'd you spend your money on?
Beer. Pepsi Cola.
Yeah.
Candy. The food was bad, you wouldn't pay.
It was that bad.
Well, at times, you know, a kid, my mother's a wonderful cook. Sometimes they throw out liver and onions. Well, I wouldn't taste them. We ate a lot of goat. Oh,
really?
My God. Oh, my God, yes.
I've never heard that before.
Oh, well, I could smell it 5 miles from camp.
Was it tough?
Oh, yeah, and it was terrible tasting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we had a lot of lamb. They call it lamb. I call it goat.
Yeah?
Yeah, we had a lot of that.
And you were used to beef and chicken.
Yeah. I got to where I could eat a little. You just about had to survive.
Mm-hmm. And then when you'd have potatoes and vegetables.
Oh, yeah, all the rest, yeah.
And what would you have for breakfast, for example?
Powdered eggs.
Powdered eggs.
Yeah. You got used to eating them. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like say, you go to town, every first chance you get. Clean is only 5 miles, and we could go in there on a Saturday or Sunday.
Mm-hmm. And would you catch a ride, or?
At a bus.
Oh.
They had buses off the bases to go to Clean.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the only town they went to. How clean you go in there, maybe go overnight. People in town have garages and stuff with beds in them, and they'd rent you a bed for the night.
Okay. So Kylene sort of adapted to having a base close by.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And were there like restaurants and beer
points?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
And then when you went to Fort Ord, you weren't there really that long.
No, I went there and. Let's see, it's about, well, I spent Thanksgiving there,
mm-hmm.
and I think I was back to Camp Hood by Christmas, so it wasn't long. All we done out there is a little extra training, you know, and more small arms fire, like Thompson submachine guns and stuff like that. And it was just, we got off base there quite a bit, you know, went into Monterey and little towns around there. Monterey's about the only one I remember.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, it was...
You see the ocean for the first time?
Oh yeah, first time is right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
What was your impression of going to the coast and?
Well, I was just an old kid then, you know, an old Western Kansas kid. Now I was in awe.
Uh-huh.
We went into L.A. and I got to see Chinese Grumman Theater.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That was, you know, something you just unbelievable
mm-hmm.
to an 18-year-old kid.
Mm-hmm.
Homesickness was something you had to battle.
Yeah, and how did you battle that?
Well, you just at first it's awful, awful hard. That's the first month. Then you get acquainted with people and it kind of eases off.
Mm-hmm.
But it always kind of tickles me. Kids go off to college and they get homesick. I said, huh, why don't you go somewhere where you may be gone forever and never see your relatives again, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But then, you know, after the first month, everything levels out.
You miss most about home, other than cooking?
I'm a girlfriend.
Well, okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, I know I've heard, and some of the people were married when they went in. Yeah. Were there people in your unit that were married?
Oh, yeah.
And did their wives follow them? Or?
I never seen any wives around come visit, because that's not saying they didn't. Oh, yeah, a lot of them, probably as many married as there weren't otherwise, because they was getting into the older groups.
Well, true.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Boy, it was tough on them older people. 35, yeah. 36, 37. They were, you know, they were out of shape.
Mm-hmm. And now, I don't think anyone has talked about this before. So they were not drafted when they were younger.
No, because I think they had kids, and your draft number was down the line a ways.
Oh.
And they might have had businesses and stuff like that. And they might have got deferment. See, I got a deferment for 6 months to finish school.
Right.
From the semester.
Mm-hmm.
And then then I went. So these guys, for some reason or another, there was farm deferments, you know.
Yeah, I've talked to people about that. But,
one farmer down Mead wanted me to get a deferment and work for him through the summer. I said, no, I'm going to go in and get it over with.
Mm-hmm. Because you knew that if you just deferred it, they would get you later.
Just get me later, yeah. Mm-hmm. And I didn't want to be put in where I got deferments. I didn't want that taste in the mouth.
Yeah.
I thought it was all right to finish school. And I knew I was going there. Even our coach left a semester.
Really?
Coach Urban. Yeah, he left a semester, and we had to get a new coach. And three of my friends left a semester, and they got in the Navy.
Mm-hmm.
See, they could go in and say, I'm going to join the Navy.
Right.
And sure wrecked our athletics.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, three of the best athletes in high school.
And the coach.
And the coach was gone. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I finished it out. Graduated May the 19th and sworn in May the 24th and started my training first week of June down in Texas.
And when you went in, did you know you were going to be in there for a certain amount of time?
Mm-mm.
No.
Just duration.
Okay. And then
whatever it took.
Okay. And then they would tell you when you were going to be released.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
You didn't do it. Okay. In fact, I was in shorter time than I thought I'd be because, of course, the war was over. Didn't you? They started rotating them out, and they tried to get you to volunteer, join the reserves, you know. And I said, no. If I had, I'd end up in Korea.
Yeah, that's right.
I don't know why I was smart enough to do that.
Well, it seems though that you were thoughtful about when you went in. You graduated from high school because those that had gone in would have made it in to maybe even the Europe.
Mm-hmm.
Before it was over.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. 44. They ended that in 40.
45 in May.
45 in May. Was that when it was?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, you went through a lot of training that you didn't really use.
Oh, no, that's right.
But the process of training, what do you think, or do you think that served you well, or that helped you in any way? I mean, the discipline and...
Discipline might have, but I wasn't a bad kid anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I was a little wild, but, you know, just like everybody else. But no, you know, I wouldn't want to go through it again, but it was an experience.
Mm-hmm.
It really was. For an 18-year-old kid, you know, it was really an experience.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Was there a particular officer that you remember during that time?
My platoon sergeant. He was a SOB. But I think they were supposed to be, because they wanted to toughen us up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was tough. That was 17 weeks of... I sometimes don't know how I made it.
Mm-hmm. Just the physical and...
Physical and mental stress, you know. Yeah. Physical especially. You know, and hot. You know, 100 degrees every day like this. Like it's going to be today, 100 in Texas.
And with humidity.
Yeah, you know, Texas at that time was not good for anything else but camps.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah. Texas was full of training camps. You had infantry, you had Air Force, you had tanks, you had everything there was in Texas.
Hmm. Because of the land?
The land is nothing but sagebrush.
Hmm. I didn't know that.
You know, oh, yeah. You know, Waco was a town of... Not like Dodge.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's like Wichita.
Yeah.
McLean was a town like Ingalls. Now it's probably like Dodge City or something, you know.
Yeah.
And that's just nothing but sagebrush.
Hmm. Well, it was good for that, I guess.
Yeah, that's what I say. It just, they had every kind of training camp that there ever was in Texas. Mm-hmm. You know, you go to Waco sometimes, and honest to God, sometimes you had to walk down the curb. Soldiers were walking down the sidewalk, there's so many of them, you had to go out on the curb and walk.
Hmm. What was that like to have so many young men, soldiers moving around?
Oh, is it just, I don't know, you just kind of in the days, you just trying to find a good place to eat and mm-hmm. trying to find a place to have a beer or two, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And you go back to camp and start all over again.